And now, bear with us, please. All Things Considered presents yet another Baby Boomer musical moment.
And here's why. Last week I spoke with Robbie Robertson of The Band about his new book for kids, Legends, Icons, and Rebels. It profiles the musicians we just heard, plus 23 more, as artists kids need to know. And it comes with two CDs of songs.
Boomer music.
Indeed. So I asked Robertson if he'd considered any artists from today for the book, and here's what he said.
You know, for all the artists that are in this book, they have a timeless thing in their music. We had discussed artists from the 80s, and we weren't positive who was going to make that cut. Time is not kind to everything.
Fair enough, but to some of us, not entirely satisfying. So we put the question to you, Gen Xers and Millennials. What musicians from the 80s up to today do you think will be timeless?
Who are the future legends kids need to know about? Well, the emails and tweets came pouring in.
So now, mark this date. All Things Considered presents a Gen X Millennial musical moment. Nirvana, Prince, the Beastie Boys, Talking Heads, and this guy, who's already a legend, according to many of you, Tupac Shakur.
About Tupac, Patrick Boughton of Yakima, Washington writes this: when entire college courses are devoted to the study of your hip-hop and poetry, you have done something right.
Other artists in the need-to-know category, Garth Brooks.
Bruce Springsteen.
Michael Jackson.
And Public Enemy.
I got so much trouble on my mind, refuse to lose. Here's your ticket.
From today's popular artists, several of you picked Pink, Mumford & Sons, and Adele, citing the emotional honesty in their performances.
But hands down, the future legend favorite among our Gen X and millennial listeners is a group of Irish baby boomers. You two challenged us to care, tweets Kate Warnock. And quite a few of you said, this song, I still haven't found what I'm looking for, is as timeless as it gets.
Eric Anderson, a Gen Xer parent from Gig Harbor, Washington, told us he schooled his daughters in U2. He writes, traveling with kids can be a challenge, but they're a captive audience. So what better game to play, but what is the meaning of this U2 song? But what do Anderson's backseat captives think? He posed the future legends question to his daughter, Hannah, a college freshman. She and her friends wrote up a playlist. Then she sent this text to her dad.
There was some Death Cab, The Killers, Arcade Fire, Lumineers, and U2. When U2 came on, I totally started crying because it reminded me of being little again and riding in the Sequoia with my sisters and mom and dad. It just made me realize that you can't ever get back your childhood, and I'm so happy that you guys made mine worth missing.
It's a beautiful day to let it get away. It's a beautiful day.
Well, thanks to Bono, The Edge, Larry, and Adam for that, and to all of you who wrote in to share your thoughts on the musicians who will be your generation's legends.
Channel right in front of you.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.